Malo elelei, talofa lava, nisam pulvinaka, fakalofa lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Good morning, listeners of Planet FM. Welcome to today's episode of Te Ama Pacifica. I'm your host, Lutila Kalolo. And it's pretty vital. I'd say that it's vital for our overall well-being and the importance of exercise. That is pretty much our topic for today. Today, we are diving into a topic that is vital for our overall well-being. The importance of exercise. Now, thank you to those, or especially the Ministry of Health, and to Falepuka for spearheading this initiative. So we are very thankful that we are able to bring you this program every week on Tuesdays at 11:35. We are truly grateful for the opportunity to try our best to invest in our community, so we're going to get straight into it. Now, whether you're a fitness guru or you're just a fanatic when it comes to exercising, or you're just starting your journey, which is great, we'll explore why movement matters and how it can transform our lives. So let's get moving. I want to play this track because it's actually pretty good.
Let me hear the worshipers.
For real, every praise is to our God. Oh yeah. Now, the physical benefits, I'm a bit tongue-twisted this morning. I got the prayer wrong as well. So I'm a bit tongue-twisted. Now, we're going to get straight into it. The physical benefits of exercise. Now, first up, let's talk about the physical benefits of exercise. Regular physical activity activity helps maintain a healthy weight and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, excuse me, such as heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Now, did you know that just 150 minutes of moderate exercise each week can significantly improve your health? This can be anything from a brisk walk, fast walking through the forest, to dancing, which is what my daughter Faith loves to do every day when she's supposed to be doing her chores. But that's okay. Whatever gets your heart rate up. Now, exercise strengthens your heart and your lungs, improves circulation, and increases your energy. Lord knows with us mummies and daddies that have to go to work and look after our children, we need a lot of energy for this. So we also have to remember that we as parents and as grandparents as well, that take care of these kids, that we stay healthy for our children. Okay, it also boosts your immune system, like it states as well, making it easier for your body to fight off any illness. My mum's laughing at me because I sound like a fob this morning. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I didn't have breakfast. And let's not forget about the importance of building strong muscles and bones. Strength training is essential, which is just like doing a little bit of weight training. Working on your biceps and stuff. Oh, yeah. So strength training is very essential, especially as we age. We age beautifully. Now, it helps prevent osteoporosis, I think that's how you pronounce it, and it improves our balance, reducing the risk of falls. The other day, I was walking down the stairs. I jumped off and I thought I could, pretty much do a hop, skip and a jump. Yeah, almost fell over and had the whole community laugh at me. But that's okay. That's okay. That's why it's important for us to take it easy. Don't stress out too much and don't work out too much. Otherwise, we might end up injuring ourselves. Now, what's another aspect of exercise and why it's important? Mental health and exercise. Now, let's shift the gears and say discuss the mental health benefits of exercise. I can vouch for this. Physical activity is a powerful tool for managing stress, anxiety, and depression. Yes, very right. Very, very right. Now, when you exercise, your body releases endorphins, which is the stuff that makes you feel like real giddy and happy. Now, often referred to as feel-good hormones. Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, personal testimony. How did exercise work for me? Yes. I started working out when I saw a picture of myself at Piha wearing this purple dress, and I thought I looked really hot and I thought I looked really good. What I saw was a very unhappy woman, or should I say very unhappy person, who did not realize just how unhappy she was in her body, going through some challenges during that time. And then when I saw that picture, that was enough motivation for me to say, girl, you need to do something. You've got to take care of the body because it's the only one that you have. And God ain't going to give you another one until Judgment Day. So that's what I did. First thing I did, signed up to the gym, and away I went. It's been on and off, depending on how busy we are as a family, because obviously when you have kids, it's pretty full on. There are some days where I'm too lazy to go, and that's okay. Just make sure that you find it within yourself to go every day, or even just a brisk walk like my mum does sometimes when she gets frustrated with me, and then she just walks up and down the driveway. That girl never listens to me. Now, how is exercise instilled with godliness? Now, we've got to think about it. How does the physical aspect coincide with the spiritual? Listen to this. In Timothy 1, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, for physical training is some is of some value. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Now, this verse actually highlights the importance of balancing both physical as well as the spiritual exercise. While physical training is really important, nurturing one's spiritual health through godliness is even more valuable. Here's another one. John chapter 1 verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy your good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. This verse expresses a desire for both physical well-being and spiritual prosperity, showing how two can complement each other. So they go hand in hand, the same way husband and wife go hand in hand. Triune, God, Mother, Father. Yeah? Okay. Now, we're going to talk about social and community aspects. So let's not forget, we're not going to forget that the social benefits of exercise, engaging in group activities, which is something that I love to do or is very beneficial for some of the oldies. It's always good to be surrounded by each other, people in the community. The good thing with Mum is Mum goes on Wednesdays, every Wednesdays, to a group over here in Otara in South Auckland, and they get together and they have a good time. They exercise in the morning before they start their day, and then they pray, and then they do the exercises, and then obviously they do weaving. They do some master weavers in this group, and they also play dominoes and they play cards. So what it's actually doing is it's not just also feeding their physical soul, it's also feeding their spiritual. So that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Now, we've got to remember too, just how important it is for the oldies to get out there. Whether it's joining a local sports team or attending fitness classes, you have to remember that these interactions actually enhance our lives, especially the lives of our elderly. It's really important for you kids that are on holiday right now, go out and take Mum for a walk. Grandpa and Grandma would be benefiting from a really good walk, but also you. Don't forget to look after yourself, okay, kids? Now, at the Ama Pacifica, we do the best that we can to promote healthy living as a way to build connections. It's not just about fitness, okay? It's about supporting each other and creating friendships. I love this because the other day I was at the gym with a friend of mine, Nia, and we'd seen this girl who we'd never came across before. We walked up to her and we introduced ourselves, and we could see that she was quite nervous being in there. But we were all there for whatever reason. And that was the most important thing, was to make her feel comfortable. And I'm glad that we did that. I still see her now and then. I try not to interrupt her during her workouts, because those times at the gym are very important for her mindset and also for her well-being. Now, it obviously does create that sense of camaraderie. And it can be incredibly motivating, having a workout buddy or even being a part of a group. It can help us and keep you accountable and make exercising more enjoyable. I love dancing. I love Zumba. I love boxing. I love all of that stuff. Just recently, too, when we had our walkathon with our children at Graylin PIC, awesome time. Great to see all the young ones, too, huffing and puffing, saying, oh, I need to exercise more. Even working out at home with families. We've started doing this. We're actually on a break because I'm quite tired during the holidays, but we're going to have to get back into it when we get back to school. So we do workout sessions, and it's actually been beneficial for us because we've even got the little ones joining us as well. So that's been pretty good. Now, getting started. So how do you get started? The key is to find activities you enjoy. It doesn't have to be intense. Don't make it intense to the point where you're going to fall over and hurt yourself. A daily walk can make a big difference. It has to be 10, 15 minutes if you can. 5 to 10, that's okay. As long as you're moving. Aim for at least 30 minutes a day for those that are a bit stronger. And remember to listen to your body. That's important. Always listen to your body. Don't be one of those gym goers that has a look while someone's on a treadmill and they're running really fast, and then you kind of think, you know what, I can do that. Calm yourself down before you hurt yourself there, Bob. Okay? Go at your own pace. Listen to your body. Start small and gradually increase your activity level. Now, incorporating movements into your day. Take the stairs, do some stretches at your desk, or even dance while you're doing chores. Who can deny dancing while you're doing chores? Everybody doesn't like doing chores. Some do. I do sometimes, but it's good when you're having a dance and you're doing all of this. Now remember, it's also about consistency. It's not about perfection. Consistency, doing it all the time, remembering it from the time you wake up. The first thing you remember, got to take care of myself. Do a little prayer. Get up, go and do your training. You do this repetitive behavior, and I guarantee you, your body will always be saying thank you to you every day. Hey, Mum.
Of course.
Of course, Mum says. Of course. Now, when you're exercising too, guys, also remember, especially if the oldies, try not to push them too hard. I know how much I can push my mum. Try to not overdo it. The last thing you need is to injure yourself. But before I go on, I want to read out a little poem. I love poems. Okay, so bear with me for a minute. This poem is called Exercise. Exercise, they say, is the key to feeling great and heart disease free. But oh the sweat, the grunts, the groans. Why does my body sound like a creaky old bone? I lift one weight, I need a snack. Run for 5 minutes, okay, time to slack. Sprinting's nice till I fall on my face, but hey, I'm feeling the grace in my disgrace. Jumping jacks, I jump then flop. At least I didn't do a belly flop. Very familiar with that. But all these moves, though hard to see, are adding up to a healthy moi. Now, just to remember, we're actually coming close to the end of our show. But I just want to encourage those kids, especially in New Zealand, because we're on holiday. Remember to don't just stay at home like my kids are doing right now. Probably stayed up till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, annoying each other, watching movies and stuff like that. When you do go back to school, encourage each other. We usually get up in the morning, say a little prayer before we leave with the children to go to school. That's been very encouraging. Times now are getting pretty scary, guys. So remember to look out for each other. Always pray for one another. Look out for people that you don't know. If you see someone on the street, walk up to them and say, hey, how's it going? How's your day? I usually do it. I've always been doing it, and I love interacting with people. Just try being nice to each other, okay, guys? When you go back to school, remember what it is that you want to do. Do things great, because it's just not just for you. It's for the glory of God and to also make mum and dad proud. Now, just a reminder, for those that are wondering or have to keep being reminded about the shingle shots that are available for over 65s. Now, the shingles vaccine is free for the 12 months after your 65th birthday. It is also free to specific people aged 18 years and older with pre- and post-hematopoietic stem cell transplant, or cellular therapy, as they might call it. Call your GP for advice and appointments. Always ask these GPs and doctors how these shots actually help you. It's always good to always ask these questions, because you want to know what you're putting inside your body. Okay, now that we are coming close to the end of our show, just always remember, that exercise is a vital part of a healthy lifestyle. Okay. It benefits not only your body, but also your mind and also your beautiful spirit.